Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts will be on 1360KHNC.com for both hours. The first hour is archived on the podcast section at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And then through the week, 6 to 7, the first hour plays on AM radio, 1360 Johnstown, Colorado. Well, Donald Trump has come out and stated that there will not be another debate. There's no need for another debate. He took Biden and Kamala to the woodshed. And immediately after the debate on Tuesday night, Kamala's team, they were requesting a second debate between Trump and Kamala. Trump now has stated no. It was evident that she did very poorly. There's reports now coming out by mainstream media, I think CNN, some of her own team, those who have supported her, stating that she didn't do well. She didn't do as expected. In spite of four to one, because she had the ABC team ganging up. It was a tag team match the whole time, helping Kamala. Every time she was on her back, they'd step in. Also, with these pearl earrings, expensive rings, earrings that she had in the conservative community, they're the conservatives that would not even accept the thought that she would have earpieces that would have speakers on them. Well, we know Hillary, she had an earbud, and which debate was that she had? She was being coached from the background, too. The Democrats, see, the Republicans or the conservatives, they play fair to their hurt. Trump doesn't. This is why the Republicans, conservatives, they get a little offended with Trump, because he doesn't play their game. He has an opportunity to throw a little mud in their face. He does it. He did that with Kamala on Tuesday night. She didn't like it. This is why she had her snarky, arrogant facial expressions, because she knew, just like Hillary Clinton, she was outmatched. And I think that Kamala, in my view, from the way I watched Kamala act, some of the gestures, she was probably watching, in my view, the same techniques that Hillary, the little smile, smirk, you know, the little staring, just like Trump is a child. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But the thing is, she was shaken. She was shaken. And there was no fact checked with Kamala, because everything she said didn't need to be fact checked. For the most part, everyone knew it was a lie. It was continued Kamala misinformation, disinformation, lies, blatant. She was the chameleon. No gun control, no gun control, etc. Trump, for the last 10 years, for the last decade. And this is what has the Democratic Party, the liberals, even the rhinos, three-quarters of the voting bloc, including the rhinos. Trump has dominated media for a decade. Donald Trump, basically for almost a complete decade, is the individual that has dominated more media time than Barry Satoro, pretty much anybody. And this is, it is a, to the liberals, and I'll rephrase it. This is a, the ones who hate it most are those individuals who are trying to protect the New World Order. The New World Order of George Bush, of George Soros, of the Rockefellers, of the previous six presidents prior to Donald Trump's election. Donald Trump, he has been a dagger in the side of all who support globalism, the present truth. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. So, this is why Donald Trump is so hated. He is an outsider. He came in from outside of the camp, outside of the political world, outside of the family of criminals. Donald Trump was not ever, it wasn't in the cards according to their plans, to their power, their ability to control elections. He was not part of the plan to be president, and he has caused the New World Order great. I'll be back.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Trump the most watched and listened to man in the last decade? Those that dislike him, hate him, despise him, cannot stop talking about him. They can't, they're losing sleep. Those that do love him, do talk about him, back him. The most listened to and watched individual in the last decade. And then that doesn't include all the years prior to that, going back into the 90s. The man that has been in the focus of this country, of Hollywood, of media, the individual who has been extremely successful, the man with the golden touch, it seemed like in spite of the enemies trying to hobble him, he continues to move forward. And I guess when I say the New World Order, I'll define it a little more clearly. American world hegemony. This is the New World Order. It is, I'm going to go back to what I was saying yesterday. Cecil B. Rhodes had a vision, and that vision was a white-ruled world, the white people ruling the nations. And the English, they wanted to tone it down a little bit, so they used the word English-speaking nations would rule the world. Five Eyes nations. And this was Cecil B. Rhodes' vision of a world hegemony, which would be English-speaking nations. After World War I and World War II, it switched from English-speaking nations to empire, to America, the United States of America. And the generator wouldn't be Washington, D.C. It would be the military-industrial complex. It wouldn't be even the Federal Reserve. They control the money, the purse strings, but Federal Reserve has no power without the military-industrial complex. Every king may have wealth, but without a Praetorian Guard, without an army, that's what made Rome great. The Roman Legion, the Roman armies, directed by and funded by the Caesars. Same with Greece. And what made Egypt powerful, if you read it through the scripture, her wealth, her culture, but her army. In the book of Revelation, chapter 6, the kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, the powerful men, and the military leaders, the army. You can have all the wealth in the world, like the British. But what happened in World War II? Their navy became second to the American Navy. Their ground forces became second to who? American Army, Marines. England became second to who? American Air Force. America's Air Force. So we have to see it the way the Bible presents it. Money, you can have money. To protect it, you've got to have, you must have armies. You must have commanders. And this is exactly what the scripture says in Revelation chapter 6. I'll just double check. but it says the wealthy, the rulers, and the captains, the military industrial complex. The militaries have carried out the objectives of the wealthy throughout history. This is a principle, and the empire, or America is empire. It is the only great empire existing today. Russia is great in a way. We have to admit that. China is great also. But compared individually, and even the nations in Europe, even NATO, they are powerless, really, when it comes to America's military-industrial complex. We are a complete creature. We are a creature that is, you might say, perfect in every way. In our power, we have the best intelligence agencies, communication abilities, surveillance abilities, the very best. We can listen, read a man, his wavelengths on his brain from outer space. We can see the head of a pin easily from outer space. We have bombs, bullets, planes, missiles, tanks, aircraft. These are second. These are needed, but they're not really as powerful as, like Lyndon Johnson said, whoever controls the weather controls the world. We have controlled the world, began to control the world from the 50s. We're still moving that direction. We do rule the world, can rule the world. But no one, not during the Jimmy Carter administration, we were not ready. America wasn't ready to rule the world. We did have an ability to pretty much dictate to the world to keep things moving the way that we wanted. And that way is a new world order. But really, the new world order is American world hegemony. It continued to Ronald Reagan. And we expanded. George Bush Sr. It expanded even further. PNAC. Bill Clinton, it continued to expand. Our domestic policies changed to the detriment of the American people. And we began some wars overseas. But with the PNAC, Project for a New American Century, Bill Clinton did move those policies, that agenda, forward. Then George Bush Jr., National Defense Authorization Act. It expanded even further. Externally for the nations, but internally for the people of this country. Empire is going to rule without and within. Then with Barack Obama. This is where, without Donald Trump coming into power, if Barack Obama, he had just about taken us to Afghanistan was nothing compared to what would have happened in the Middle East. Obama's big push to move into Syria creating ISIS. There was a plan to occupy the Middle East. But Donald Trump, the most listened to, the everyday tables across the United States, across the world, the nations, the kingdoms of the world, the nations of the world, the countries, they talked quite a bit about Jimmy, Ronnie, and George Jr. and George Sr., Jr. and Sr., but no one has talked as much about, no one talked more about, Donald Trump was the most talked about, spoken of, not internationally. Internationally, Donald Trump. And this aggravates the structure in the New World Order, Schwab, Soros, Fauci, all these men. Fauci came, he's come and gone. Fauci is no spotlight. Schwab, very little spotlight. Donald Trump, right in the middle, in view of everybody in the world. So Donald Trump, the most listened to, the most viewed, the most hated, the most loved. And the key, I know that watching just this week, all of the comments on CNN, MSNBC, all of them, Trump is a narcissist. The narcissist, everybody narcissist, I'm telling you. And guess what? This is their go-to word. But I'm going to say something. Let's put two people out to see who is the greatest narcissist. Let's put Barack Obama and let's put Donald Trump. Which of the two is the greater narcissist? Let's see if just by looking at the trees, one tree, you know the tree by its fruit, Christ said. And you look at each of these two trees, which tree would you prefer to sit under? If you sit under a tree that brings forth evil fruit, then what's going to fall on your head is evil. But you sit under the tree that brings forth good fruit, then you will be blessed. You won't sit. You will be protected, blessed in every way. This is something that the whole world is going to have to consider, and the people of this country. Which of these two individuals is the true narcissist? Which is the tree that is good, the tree that is evil, using the two as a comparison? I could put others in there, but I'll keep it simple. Let's just do Barry Satoru and Donald Trump. Which tree is evil? Which tree is good? The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return.
Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
So, and presently, the present regime is not Kamala Harris, not Biden. The regime that is really making the decisions want to go to war in Ukraine with Russia. Just a fact. The Prime Minister of England, Keir Starmer, and Biden are supposed to today decide whether to let Kyiv use these long-range missiles against Russia. The regime that rules things, you can call it a deep state, hidden, deep state, or what are the other terms? You can call it whatever. It is a regime. There are regimes. There's a Biden regime, which, and his team. Then there's the other regime that helped put Biden in, that rules and runs everything. They want war with Russia. The rulers, the true regime calling the shots. They are pushing for war in Ukraine. So they're going to decide whether Kyiv can use these long-range missiles. Doesn't sound good to me. You keep poking somebody in the eye, there's going to be a response. You can only, you know, Vladimir Putin, he's being pushed. He doesn't want more conflict in Ukraine. And the more he's being pushed, he's going to make a decision. And he's being pushed to make a decision to move Russia's troops into the Middle East. As America keeps pushing, Putin is going to make a decision. You keep pushing, and it's in the prophecy about Russia in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. I should take the time to just cover this for the audience that doesn't know about Russia being in the Bible. I probably could cover this. Russia is called, there is a war coming. It's called the Gog and Magog War. Gog, an area, a power in the exact location where Russia sits, the land of Magog. It's the families of Rosh and Meshech, the children of Japheth, one of Noah's sons. And they would move north into north of Israel, and eventually they would become the white people in Russia, Iran, Europe, eventually flow over into the United States. And the leaders in Kiev, they're pushing for Washington and London to lift the restrictions on these arms, because they want the green light to send these missiles deeper into Russia. And Biden right now, which I don't believe Biden's making any decisions, the regime that's ruling this country, they're kind of teetering on whether to allow Zelensky to you have these weapons, because you know Zelensky, he's pretty much a madman. He is psychologically unbalanced. He will use them. He will use these French missiles, which have this U.S. technology in them. And it's a toss-up right now. Who's going to win the election, Kamala or Donald? Kamala is not going to win the election. She's not going to be allowed by the regime, the people that pull the strings, the people that make the decisions for the Democratic candidates. She's not going to be allowed to take the position of president. The great feminist hope of the feminist movement in the United States of America. Oh, this is going to make some people mad. The great feminist hope is not going to be president. The regime is not going to allow her. They have seen what she can do. Polling numbers are really just one way to one indicator as to how the support of an individual. She has no support. She has no support at all. She's losing support with the Democratic voters. The Democratic voters, many, do not want war. They don't want war with Russia. Very few Democratic voters know about the coming conscription in 2025. Why is it coming in 2025? Who was the... I'm trying to think of the politician. Oh, this was even 10, 12 years ago. There's another one presently that was calling for conscription of those who immigrate into this country. Conscription for these young men. And these are the men. They come in, but they're going to have a duty. They're going to have to be willing to sign up with the Armed Forces of the United States of America. The American individuals that are going to be drafted are going to go overseas. They're going to go outside of the country. Those that have come in that are going to be drafted are going to be homebound. And in New York, there are National Guards all through the city. There is the mayor of New York, corrupt. And the governor is called the National Guard to begin to move into New York and to protect the immigrants. To protect the immigrants, and there's going to be a showdown. The present truth? Well, okay. There's going to be a showdown. There is a showdown in New York City presently. The mayor is being indicted, and the troops are being called up and stationed.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
So right now they're trying to decide whether to allow Zelensky to use these missiles. It would be a big mistake. They won't use them. They won't use them. And Starmer is, now he's a globalist. They have one thing in common. They're all globalists. Starmer is working with the United States to continue to assure that empire, we continue to remain the world hegemonic power internationally. We are no longer the world hegemonic power. We are losing that. We have already lost that position. Russia and China are really the, and the BRICS nations are the hegemonic powers now. They're the nations that are doing all of the diplomacy internationally. The United States, we are being thinned out, and eventually we're going to go to war because of that. We're being pushed. America's being pushed into war. We're trying to start war with Russia. Starmer, he's going to meet today here in a couple of hours, but no meetings with Trump or Harris. The meetings are going to be to discuss Ukraine and discuss the Middle East. And then tomorrow they're going to discuss more strategic planning. Excuse me. Ukraine's going to be the main focus. It has to be in that conflict. And one of the, what is being discussed is just since they started the war in Kursk, there have been 12,000 deaths. 12,000. And the world doesn't know about this. This country doesn't realize how many people are dying over there. That's just in this short war. And the strategy, according to some of the reports, is that the strategy they're going to talk about tomorrow is more like a recipe for endless war. There's a shift now taking place with the Democrat in the Democrat voting bloc. For those that are getting true, accurate information, they don't want war. They don't want their kids going to war. They remember what happened in some of the older ones. The grandparents remember the Vietnam War. This is conscription. This coming conscription will be in place. It will be part of national policy until Armageddon. And before Armageddon, the United States of America will cease to exist as a nation. We're watching the globally, we're seeing transitions, shifts. We're seeing things being shaken. God said that there would come a time, the Apostle Paul in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, at the end of the chapter, God shook the earth at one time during the time of Moses and the children of Israel. But Paul said that God would shake the earth one more time. But the final time that the shaking comes, it will be not just natural, the natural world, not just the societies, but there would be a spiritual shaking in the heaven, in the heavens, above the earth's surface. There would be a great spiritual war occur. And that spiritual war has begun. And that spiritual war, as the shaking in the invisible realm occurs, it will be manifest and seen in the natural world. The European nations economically are in a state of hopelessness, almost hopelessness. America, we're now, they're going to start maybe easing the interest rates, or what is it going to, yeah, so they can bring down the interest rates. It's too late, baby. The globalists have set things in motion that cannot be reversed. They wanted to control this semi, a tandem, a tractor and two full-length trailers with a third trailer, a triple. And it's out of control. It's heading down a 8-degree slope down the highways, curves, mountainous area. The whole world is in a trajectory to unimaginable hardships. And Christ said this would be the case. Why? Because the wicked of the world, the people who are the rulers of the world, who really are mentioned many times as evil, they have attempted to micromanage the nations, micromanage economies, micromanage leaders, the direction that nations are to go. No free will for the presidents of the nations in Africa and South America. So what are these nations doing? They're in rebellion. Rebellion against who? Anything that is normal. The world has come undone. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
There's a fight for the steering mechanism on the world economy, and there's the Biden regime, or the regime that is giving direction to the Biden-Kamala team. And then there is Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the best thing, logically, the best way to calm the, to ease the destructive direction the world has taken would be really, just logically, Donald Trump. He's made it clear he's going to end the wars. He has a strategy to ease these financial burdens on this country, to assist corporations, to help basically to change things, to bring a halt to the direction we're going and begin to turn it. Not just in America, but globally. But the powers that be are not going to allow it. And who are those powers? I'm going to read them to you right here in Job chapter 9, verse 24. The whole earth, the earth, the nations are given into the hand of the wicked. And he covers the faces of the judges. So the judges, the wicked have the power over the judges. And the judges won't do justice. There'll be no justice with the judges. And this administration, the Biden, they want to load the seats, judicial seats throughout the country before Trump wins. Because this way they can control Trump after he becomes president again. But I can't lie to you. He won't resume power. Kamala will not resume power. The globalists, those that rule empire, the continuity of government, all of the agencies in the senior executive service, all the agencies in the English, the British, and American systems have a different plan, and they want to bring in someone other than Kamala. And I think they're going to be shocked because the one that they may not really want to return to power, to lead direct, to give, to be the president of this country, the one that's coming, they may not necessarily want. But they're going to get what they want. They don't want Trump. They're going to get someone else that's going to be bad for them and for us. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back for hour two.
Tehiwo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call